With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. And we're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com and download the PropSwap app. And Better Fantasy, it's a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. And we're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution over at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And, of course, do not forget to go download the SGPN app. You're home to all of our free picks and podcasts. All right, welcome back, DGens. It's the betting show. For the Amex, it's your boy, Boston Capper, with the God of Golf himself, Steve Shermer. Steve, I didn't think I was going to have a big card, and I texted you offline earlier that my card is fucking bigger this week. Are you ready?
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know, man. You know how I go. I just
because we're degenerates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I painstakingly went through my spreadsheets and over the odds board, and I ended up selling myself in some narratives and some things that I looked at, and you know what? I have a bigger card than I thought I would, too. So, you know, it's okay. I mean, yeah. I think whenever we go into this tournament, it's kind of, you know, we'll see how the shit goes. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for this tournament, I guess. I guess when we start breaking it down.
Let's do it, baby. All right. What do we got? What do we want to jump off? Anything good? Anything?
Yeah. Why don't we start with DFS ownership? Anything shit from last night?
Yeah. So Cantlay took a nose lead over Rahm. He's at 23 versus 20 with Rahm, which is kind of crazy to me, right? Like two guys at 11K, I guess because we have so much flexibility in the 7 to 6K range that everybody's comfortable going up that high. And then Sungjae and Gooch, still the chalk. Connors, same thing. Answer, it's all the same in the 9K range.
I mean, honestly, it seems like everybody with Zalatoris has like moderate to like moderately heavy ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheamus is only 13. I'm 11 that.
Yeah, like Wolf's 12. Hanley's still 11. I don't know. I mean, this could like shift, you know, for a couple percentage points either way.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then your boy Gesundheit, you know, he ticked up a little bit. I think he was at 9 last night. He's at 12
now. I don't love that there's so much steam on him this week.
Oh, bro, you want to talk about steam? We'll get to him as we get a little lower. There's so much steam on one guy. Okay. It's terrified me.
I hope it's not someone I'm on.
It is. Awesome. And then Vegas ownership came down, which makes me feel a little better. He's down to 11. Okay. And then you go down in the 7K range. It's still pretty fucking spread out other than Hadwin and Knox, both still over 10. Thompson, I think he ticked up a little bit, which is a little irritating to me. But I guess I probably should have saw that coming. I mean, and then Buckley.
Is he the new Mito? Oh,
dude, he is on.
God, stay away from my guy.
He is on everybody's fucking outright.
Oh, no.
Dude, he's all over the place. So I did a couple single entries this week and then the 20 max. And I originally had probably like, I don't know, 55% Buckley. I panned that down to like 10%.
Okay, look. I mean, I literally called my shot 3 weeks ago with this thing. I had to bet him.
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't. I probably would just do positional, but I'm glad I only have an outright on one and one other thing on him this week. So that I don't mind that. I mean, the Buckley thing is just kind of it's a bit.
Yeah. So and look, he's a good player. I mean, there's a reason why everybody's on him, but it's turning into the Twitter echo chamber with this guy already.
So it's Mito, Buckley, Zalatoris is like the new hot things.
Yep. Yep. And then Svensson, obviously, off of last week. Obviously, good course history. He's up over 10% as well. The 6K guys, 5% or more owned. You got Norlander, Dylan Wu. I don't know where that came from.
Because he played well last week. That's another new shiny toy that I think people are starting to, you know, play with.
Davis Riley's pushing sevens. Yep.
He was on TV a lot last week.
Yep. Swafford pushing seven. And then I think that's probably the last chalky one. You got Sam Ryder pushing like four down in the lowers. He's probably the highest owned in the lower guys.
Okay. He randomly pops up sometimes at these crappy events. So, all right. As far as weather, nothing really changed. What's interesting though is, so Saturday, it looks like it's going to be like 15, 20 mile per hour winds. It's going to be the worst weather of the week. And I was kind of trying to wrap my head around like, because these guys play these tournaments and or these courses in different orders.
Yep.
Yeah, I was trying to think like what's advantageous. Like, do I want somebody to play like Quinta on Saturday because even though it's 15, 20 miles per hour, it's easiest golf course? Or do I want them to play in the best conditions so they go super low?
Super low. Yeah.
And then a guy who's, you know, in the wind isn't as good. And then they just kind of hope to plot around the same course, or is the same course just going to eat everybody up on Saturday? I don't know. I think you can kind of argue both ways.
Can.
Yeah, I don't think there's a good answer to it. So I'm not going to probably commit myself to either one. But I was just thinking about it, and I think it's probably circumstantial with each guy.
It is. It's going to be, it's just already such a fucking wonky tournament, man. Fucking 3-day cut. Like, to try to predict it, and look, what is it, fucking Tuesday? Like, who knows? I mean, the winds could shift by then. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, but the other 3 days, it's like playing in a dome. Very little wind, especially Sunday. I think it's only like 3 mile per hour winds, so guys are going to lay up the stadium course on Sunday. Nice. So it should be fun. You know, maybe we'll get a jam-packed leaderboard, and we'll have a nice little shootout like we had last year.
That would be nice. I would like it. All right, man, who's your big fucking shot this week?
Oh, I forgot.
What?
All right. In full disclosure, I had just finished up my column about 15 minutes ago because I had a pretty busy schedule of my day job.
Yeah.
So, all right.
As house husband right now.
All right. Who's got significant ownership that can fade?
Oh, this is a gut call, big shot. I like it.
You know what it's going to be?
Yep.
Zane, who missed the cut.
Ooh, that's your boy.
I know it's my boy, but I mean, I don't know. I got a feeling people are gonna look at what he did last week, be like, oh, all right, here we go. And like, he's a good player, but I mean, I have no idea how much steam he actually has. But I'm looking at the ownership here, and I see like a Patrick Reed around him, like. Even like Justin Rose, like we don't really know what he's coming in with. He could be pretty good. And, you know, he had a couple of good performances towards the end of last year. Yeah. Maybe Ricky's found something. You got Siwoo there. Yeah, I think, you know, you got Tringali as well. I think Bazane was kind of the weakest, like, of all those guys. I think he's going to miss the cut.
Listen, I like it based on something we can talk about later, which we will. So that makes me feel a little better about it, because it's one of the ones I was a little worried about. Just kind of kick it around a little bit. I was like, man, I don't know. But
all right. Sounds good. All right, then, man. Why don't we take a break and then we'll get to it.
All right. Well, listen, if you guys are ready to win money and boost your odds, WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And we are bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. You bet $5 to win $400 in free bets. And don't forget, you can also win a trip to Shaq's Funhouse in LA. All you got to do is bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and three guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, two nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and a $5,000 credit. Travel credit. So, listen, great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now. WynnBET, from boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. So if you're ready to play, and you should be, sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com.
Okay, so last night we kind of had incomplete outright cards.
Yep.
So why don't we close the loop on that right at the top of the show?
Yep.
And why don't we talk about who we have getting on? So Boston Capper, what's your final card for outrights this week?
All right. So it's going to be pending hearing what you have, because I might add. So I was still. So my last one was Powers at 33, Answer at 30, Woolen to 80, which is a terrible number, apparently. And then I followed you on Hickok at 125. Once again, bad number, but listen, I can only do what I can do. Mm-hmm. I was gonna ride with you on Buckley, and then today it was just so much steam. So
whatever. I was first. I don't get.
Yeah. That's fine. I don't have to follow though.
No, you don't. You're a grown man.
That's right. I'm a grown ass man. And then I had a Cage Lee at 125-1.
Okay.
I had a Cage Lee, man. I think. Listen, it was a TPC Craig Ranch, right? He won, right? Listen, come on, why not, dude? It's fine. Give me some Cage Lee at 100-1 in this field. Who the fuck knows?
Okay, all right. So last night I bet Scheffler. I don't feel so good about that anymore. I saw another couple picks things of guys I don't really hold too high a value for, and they like Scheffler a lot, so I'm not feeling great. But listen, it was 20-1 for a guy who, if there's anybody I think they can go toe to toe with Ronan Cantlay, it's him.
Okay.
Yeah. So, whatever. I also had Hayden Buckley, like I said last night, even though that is just not going to work out probably. But if it does, hey.
Hey.
Great. Exactly. I was at the top of the mountain first. And then Kramer Hickok, 190-1. You know, just again, like, played really well last week, hit the ball pretty well. He's been putting a little better lately. Fourth at Houston. Top 25 last year. I like how he's trending. You know, second travelers.
Yep.
So like I was trending. All right. So I end up. I basically was looking at Gooch, Power, or Connors.
Okay.
And Connors was originally third on the list, and I am swerving to him.
Okay.
So I had Corey Connors. I don't love the number because I missed the boat. I got him at 24.
Okay.
So here's the rationale behind Connors. So the reason why I had him third was the Core Sister is the weakest of all three.
Yep.
Bad overseed putting numbers. Mm. So I didn't really dig that. But the bad course history was from like 2019, 2018, which is before he was really Corey Connors. It was before he won at San Antonio. Right. And speaking of San Antonio, he's had a lot of good success there. He won the tournament. I think he has another top 15 finish there. Andrew Landry won San Antonio, and he won here.
Right here.
Maybe there's a connection there. He has a lot of good finishes on Pete Dye tracks. Top 10 at Sawgrass last year. I think he finished top 10 at the PGA at Kiowa, but I mean, I don't think that has any correlation to this. But he also finished fifth or fourth at Heritage last year, too.
Yep.
I think he putted okay in those events as well. And like with the putter as well, like it's gotten kind of to the level of Connors where he's reducing the amount of just catastrophes he has.
Right.
Like it's better. So, I mean, the ball striking's there. I think there's nothing about this golf course that says he can't play it well. I've seen him do well at Sawgrass. I've seen him do well at Harbortown. Why can't he do well here? So, and he just like Gooch got his win. Power guys win. I know it's a Barbersol a little while ago, but he's got his win. It's Connors' time. It's Connors' turn.
Listen, you don't have to convince me, man. Like, I love Corey Connors. You know. Okay. I love Corey Connors. Although I had an outright on him last week, and you said that putting improved. I'm pretty sure on that Saturday, I was just completely in shell shock, and the scar tissue was back out. Like, he was missing fucking 2 footers, and then it would go from 2 foot to 7 feet. And I was like, how are you doing this, man?
I know, and he recovered on Sunday.
Yeah, recovered on Sunday, fine. Yeah. And look, I was going between him and Power when I was making my picks early in the week, and I just picked Power just because I just had a better gut feeling about him. That's all.
Okay.
I love Connors. So you never okay. say a bad word about him.
All right. This next one I need to basically shower off. I can't believe I'm going back to the well on just a schmuck who can't close on Sundays. But I just had like a feeling in my stomach that like Cameron Tringali is going to win at some point. He's okay. been so close. Like yeah. I'm kind of getting vibes off Tringali. It's kind of like how we talked about with Harris English for a while. Like, he was just like, all right, he's so close, can't close. We just solid players, always in the mix. Like, I imagine if I was doing that composite ranking, like, you know, in like 2020, that like English would rate really high in that, but just he wouldn't close. So I had Tringali at 60-1. I've seen him do well on a lot of overseeded tracks, like at San Antonio. He contended last year. At Valspar, he contended as well. Both of them were overseed, although last year's a little more Bermuda, but whatever. Yeah. It doesn't fit my narrative.
That's right. So facts be damned.
He's been okay here. Like, he's got, I think, a couple top 30 finishes. Nothing really to write home about, but he was kind of in the weeds from like 2017 to like 2019. Like, he's a better player now.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually dug in more to how many times he's been a contender. And so last night I said it's 11 times over the last 2 years, but I isolated that just over the last year. It's 9. And that's actually the second highest in the PGA Tour. 9 times over the last calendar year, he has been within 5 of the lead heading into Sunday. That's a lot. The only person that has more is Sam Burns.
He hasn't closed.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Sam Burns is like, and no. Tringali are the same player. I think Burns is much better, but like, you keep getting yourself in situations.
Sooner or later, you're going
to. Yeah, and it's 60-1. If I can get him in the mix, I'm going to be feeling good. Anything can happen.
I don't hate it.
I also went KH Lee at 130. I got him at 130-1. I landed on him. He's just been solid. Yeah. I'm kind of seeing, like, because I kind of liked him before the Byron Nelson. I didn't bet the outright. I think I only bet him like top 20, which always sucks when that happens. But he was looking kind of similar before that tournament. Then he won. Just been kind of churning out top 30s, top 20s. Yeah. He's been okay here. I think he's got a T32 and T21 the last 2 years.
Yep.
He hit the ball really well to green last week. Didn't putt very well. Maybe that bounces back. So there's that. And then my FOMO bet.
Okay.
So this is put up or shut up week for Abe Answer.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
So here's the deal. His putter has been atrocious the last six rounds he's played. So like half of the rounds he's lost over a stroke and a half to the field. Like, yep. it's really bad. Like, the best he's done is like gained a half stroke, I think, in the second round of the Century Tournament Champions. It's bad, which is surprising because last year he was actually a really good putter. So there's a couple ways you can look at it. A, this is just a blip, whatever, just in a rut. Maybe the greens reading ban. This is one of the guys that affects. I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah.
I don't watch Abe Answer closely enough to know if he's got his face in the greens reading book. I don't know. Or he's never really been that good of a putter on Bermuda. He's been really good on overseed. Maybe we get him on this track and he's going to wake up. And he's going to hit the ball. Okay.
Nice.
Maybe that's enough to get him a jolt. So I am a 30-1.
Yep.
And then the last thing. Let's go back to this Wolf bet. Okay. So I know it's mushed.
Yeah, it's mushed.
But here's, and I was thinking about this in the car on the way up. This is around, like, there's been a couple things over the last year. I've gotten just stupid things happen to me. Like, yeah. Remember last year that I was betting guys, and then the week before they won, it was like five straight tournaments.
Yeah,
stupid shit happens. And I'm thinking about the first two events where just baffling things have happened.
Okay,
where at the Century Tournament Champions, Cam Smith led the field in strokes gained off the tee, like out of nowhere.
Right.
Like, I made comment that it's kind of fraudulent, I think. But he actually ended up backing it up and
hit
the ball off the tee awesome last week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's not a fluke. And then last week, Hideki Matsuyama led the field in putting. Gross. No one saw that coming.
No.
So you know what? I liked Wolf before the week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, this is the week he gets it right.
Okay.
So you're going, you know, up against the curse, man. Whatever. The money's out the door. I don't care. I'm glad I'm holding it. I thought about cashing out, and I'm like, no, don't do that. You're gonna be you're gonna kick yourself if it actually comes through.
Well, listen, I don't mind it, especially on a course where he can take driver out of his hand on a lot of spots. Like I said, remember when he was lighting up? I was like, will we ever see the driver again from Wolf?
Because
he was
so just let's put a bookmark in that towards a little later. I want to talk about that.
Okay. Point.
But I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, all right. Am I gonna have to fucking go against the curse too? It's gross.
I mean,
what's the number at?
I my number's good. I don't think your
number. My number's going to be trash. My number's going to be.
Yeah, I got him at 33.
Yeah, he's 26.
Yeah. Whatever. I think at that point, you just trust the process.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, my process is I hear that guy say his name and I don't bet that guy.
No, I mean, like, that's a crazy narrative that I thought about in my 45-minute commute home today.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because that's what I do. I just think about crazy golf theory.
Yeah, why not?
While I'm on the highway.
I like Tringali, though. I think I might join you on Tringali.
Okay.
We'll see on the final cut.
All right, we'll see. All right, you want to talk about first on leaders?
Yeah, man. So okay. I think I was texting you, what, like 3 hours ago. I was like, where the fuck are they? They're not out. And it was funny. Like, they loaded, and then another course would load, and then another course would load.
Okay, so I want to walk back what I said last night. Apparently, I was only using books where they only offered it just one.
Yeah, so that's
a lot of main shops do. They split it up.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I said last time. I was like, I'm pretty sure they broke it up, right? So they did. And I love and I hate this because these numbers, man, are so gross on some of these things, man.
They are because they're basically chopped three ways.
Oh, my God.
They're three times less than what they probably should be.
And so normally I'll take, I think I got one guy.
Okay.
I got one guy on here with a short odd, two, I guess, three, I guess.
All right. Well, I did some research.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I did not go back 5 years and look at each golf course and see who led. That would have taken me a while. I didn't bother doing it. Instead, what I did was I just pulled up DataGolf and just said, okay, show me the list of how guys do on each of the golf courses. And I went through the odds and I just kind of cherry picked from there. So you're right. The odds aren't great, but here's some long shots you might like.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with La Quinta.
Yep.
Carlos Ortiz, 33 to one.
Okay.
He's gained about 1.9 strokes per round. He's played four rounds there.
Okay.
Pretty solid. That could work. Yeah, I think you mentioned him yesterday. You kind of like him.
Yep, I have him.
Maybe that's where he's. Adam Hadwin's only 40 to 1.
Have him too.
So, he's gained 2.9 per round. I think most of that is the 59. But he just generally is good here. And he's playing really good last fall. And it's five rounds, so there you go. Yep. Trey Mullinax, I think he actually was first round leader 1 year.
Really?
He's 66 to 1. He's gained 2.3 per round at La Quinta at three rounds.
Okay.
And here's a real big bomb. Anirban Lahiri crushes La Quinta.
I'm sorry, what?
Anirban Lahiri.
Is that English?
Yeah. He finished top 10 at the PGA Championship in 2015. He's a good player.
Okay.
Anyways, in four rounds, he gains 3.9 strokes on the field. That's crazy.
What the fuck is his name? Oh, there he is.
Anirban Lahiri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I recognize the name when I see it in print.
Okay. There you go. All right, let's go to the Nicklaus Tournament course.
Well, hang on. So I have Ortiz and Hadwin. I also added Svensson at 40.
Okay.
And Munez because, listen, Munez is good. Like, he is always solid coming out of the gate. This is the type of course that fits him at 40 to 1. Give me some Munez, man. He can't close the fucking deal.
Munez has treated you pretty well for some.
He has.
Past.
Yep.
I don't know if he's come through all the time, but it's giving me nice sweats.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, once you keep knocking on the door, it's going to come down.
That's right.
All right.
You. God damn it, Wolf. I'm going to have to write that down.
Okay. Let's go to Nicklaus Tournament. So, start with Brian Harman. No one, I mean, he hit the ball like shit last week, but he putt pretty well. But again, this is another course where he has done really well in the past. No one's really talking about him, I think.
Yeah.
He gains about a shot and a half per round in six rounds of the Nicklaus Tournament. So maybe he just catches fire with the putter. Who knows?
Okay.
Danny McCarthy doesn't really have a good course history in this tournament overall, but on the Nicklaus Tournament, he does pretty well. He gains about two strokes per round in the field, and that's over four rounds, and he's 33 to 1. That's another guy who puts really good in the overseed. He can get half with the putter. Doug Ginn, my old boy.
Yep.
Well, I don't think I've had a bet on him in a while.
Nope. I think he should be my boy now. I've had more money on him than you have.
Yeah, he's kind of an afterthought for me. But in two rounds, he's gained 2.3 strokes per round on the Nicholas Tournament course. So there you go. And then Brian Stewart, five rounds, 2.1 strokes per round gained on the field. 50-1.
Okay. I like that. I have Ginn with you. And then what are my shorter odds? I think Johnny Vegas, he's a guy who I always take first round leader. It's one of my guys. So okay. If I don't take him and then he hits, it's a nightmare. And then your boy, 80-1, Sung Kang. Let's go. Let's go, man. 80-1. Look, he could definitely be first round leader. What's so funny is when they do break it up into threes, you see some of these 80-1s and you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely doable. Like it's really the Nicholas tournament too. I mean, what is it?
It's like 50 guys.
Yeah. And I'm saying like eight, like heavy hitters. Right. And I'm calling heavy hitters going down a Luke list. Right. So not really a heavy hitter.
Well, all the heavy hitters are on La Quinta, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, no shit, dude. The stadium's got a fucking.
No. Cause like Rahm's of La Quinta, Cantlay's of La Quinta. They're all.
Oh, yeah. I had it backwards.
Yeah. Stadium's got, I think, Gooch. And
Wolf
is there too. Okay. So let's go to stadium course. I didn't love these as much. A lot of the longer shots didn't really have good course history there. So like, yeah, Michael Thompson only 20-1, but in nine rounds, he gains 1.2 strokes per round in the field. Did pretty well last week. Maybe he continues the momentum. Scott Stallings, 1.4 strokes gained per round in seven rounds there. And Sepp Straka, who I think made a run last week as first only, he's 40-1. He's gained 1.6 strokes per round over four runs.
Sepp Straka. Fucking Christ. I know. But he was running up the leaderboard again. I was pissed. So Gooch is my shortest bet of the week. And it's usually a heavier bet than normal for my first round leaders.
Okay.
So I hope he gets off to a hot stat. I'm with you on Thompson. KH Lee, if I'm going to bet him outright, I'm going to bet him first round leader. And then Hickok, 33. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
I like it.
Why not?
Why not? Indeed. All right, let's take our break, and then we'll start going over matchups.
All right, sounds good. Well, listen, we are brought to you by PropSwap. That's where America buys and sells sports bets. The NFL playoffs are in full swing, and PropSwappers are cashing in, like Will from Arizona, who on Sunday night sold his $50 101 49ers Super Bowl ticket for $500 on PropSwap. Will locked in his profit when he turned his $50 bet into $500. So the buyer got great odds and the seller made 10 times his bet. PropSwap has thousands of buyers across the country, so you'll always find the best odds and collect the most money for your bet. So go hurry up and download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap has fantastic features. Filtered listed tickets based on the best betting value. A free activity feed to stay in the know with all the big sales and the red hot tickets that are for sale. A loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash. And use a first deposit cash match. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit. And PropSwap will match up to $500. I mean, what are you guys doing? Go download it, man. Use SGP. Join the real sports bettors on PropSwap. It's where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right. Matchup time.
All right.
I mean, I think we talked about this before the show. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's gross.
I didn't love anything. But I have getting on three. I have kind of a oddball one that I think you'll find interesting. So why don't you kick it off? What's your first matchup on the board?
All right. So this is 100% armchair psychiatrist. I got Seamus Power even over Henley. I love the way Power's playing. I bet him outright. I can't imagine what Henley feels after doing that again. And he's bounced back once pretty decently after blowing a lead. So maybe he's used to it at this point. But yeah, dude, if I can get even money for a guy who I like to win the tournament outright over somebody who just didn't do shit on the back nine on Sunday and is probably, I can't even imagine him being able to sleep at night. So yeah, give me Seamus Power over Henley, even money.
You know, if you end up doing an anti-mush this week, I'm not gonna be happy because I'm also on Seamus Power for Russell Henley. For the first time in a while, you actually beat me in the odds. I only got him a -115. So nice. I can't believe he's an underdog.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
So yeah, I mean, listen, I to piggyback on what you said, while yes, Henley has shown he can bounce back. I mean, he had a T4 at the Zozo after blowing the CJ Cup. He had a T19 at the Travelers, but he did kind of blow it because I think he was in the mix. I think it was like two or three back in the back night, and it took like an eight on 16. Get him out of there. And then he was bad. And then he was bad after Wyndham. So even if he didn't have that heartbreak last week, I still would have faded him. So his last four appearances at this tournament, cut, T49.
Yeah.
So the T49 came back in 2017. He just isn't very good here. At least Seamus Power has a top 15 to his name, and he just checks a lot of boxes I'm looking for. So give me Seamus Power minus 115 over him.
Love it.
All right. Love it. What's your next matchup?
All right, so I told you Buckley was catching a shit ton of steam, and I didn't want to get on him for an outright. But I did want to take this, and I'm actually going against one of the guys who I typically like. Haven't seen him in forever. Drew the last time he was out. I'm going Buckley over Varner, and I'm catching plus money on Buckley over Varner. Give me Buckley, plus 105. Listen, whatever, top 20 last week, and then I think he had a missed cut. But prior to that, he had another, two top tens. And Varner, we haven't seen him in forever. Fuck it. Give me Buckley over Varner all day. Okay, I saw your face. Are you on that too?
Let's call a timeout.
Are you on that too?
Okay. If you guys are listening to this, we did not talk our show. Our first two matchups are exactly the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I think it probably speaks that neither of us really like this board, and we kind of gravitated towards these ones, which makes me think these are going to be the most popular ones, which is not great.
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, I'm catching even money, and I'm getting plus money on one.
Okay.
The Buckley one scares me a little bit because of how much steam he's got. But seriously, though, you got to think about how many people are really betting matchups.
That's probably true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's probably true. And usually, when there's, matchups, getting put out, all the comps, it's, the bigger names. They don't usually go this deep down the card like we do. But I also am Buckley plus 105 or Varner. Kind of the same thing. Varner just isn't very good here. He has a top 20, but I think it's sandwiched between, three cuts.
Yep.
And we haven't seen him. I just think Buckley's a good player. even if he disappoints, quote-unquote, if he still finishes, T38 or something.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, he catches the bet because maybe Varner's not around for the weekend. So
okay.
I like that. All right. Oh, you're not going to be on this one. So
are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Okay. What's your third matchup?
All right. So I got Justin Rose plus 125 over Biz Gesundheit.
Man.
Over Gesundheit.
Wow.
And it's really because he caught the steam. And that's why I was like, oh my God, he made him his big shot. I feel like Justin Rose is just underappreciated here. This seems like a course that he'll be fine at. He's an old vet. Hopefully his back is fucking healed up. If I can get plus money on Rose versus Gesundheit, I'm going to take it. And he's got a pretty decent history here. And like you said, business history or is here is whatever. It's fine. And fights out.
He's never played here. But
oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever. So we don't know. But I mean, that's the thing, though. This is kind of a weird tournament. He's never played it.
Yeah.
So maybe
he relies so much on his putter.
Yeah. I mean, he hit the ball good last week, didn't putt very well. So I don't know. Maybe
should regress, right? But
yeah, maybe that bounces back. But I mean, this is kind of a weird golf course, a weird format. I know Justin Rose, it hasn't been all that great for the last year, but he did still play well at the Masters. He's played well at the PGA. Yeah, he fucked us out
of our first round leader.
He finished top 10 at the Wyndham. He finished T3 at the BMW PGA.
Did he play good at the RSM too?
Yeah, he played T12 at the RSM. So he's got some solid finishes.
Yeah.
And
if I'm getting plus money on a proven major winner, let's go.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow you on it because we already had the first two, but I like it.
Okay, good.
I like it. I wish I had that on my card. Although that would be 3 for 3. Then
that would be death sentence, yeah.
All right, well, the reason why I said that we did not share the last matchup is because, A, this is not a tournament matchup. This is a round one matchup.
Be still, my heart. Hold on a second. You're betting a round one matchup. Something I've been chastised for how long have we been doing this fucking podcast? 18 months? Yeah. You constantly yell at me for fucking doing first round matchups. Constantly.
Okay. So let me explain.
Explain yourself, sir.
So last night I was just wondering, why is Patrick Reed so bad at the Nicholas tournament course? It just doesn't make sense. He's awesome at the same course. Really good at La Quinta. And then I got to thinking, why don't I actually use this to my advantage? So he's playing La Quinta tomorrow.
Okay.
Paired against Siwoo, so we got to go against him. But Siwoo has never done really well at La Quinta. Like, I think he's losing like 0.7 strokes per round. And it's only two rounds, so it's not great.
All right, yeah.
And Patrick Reed gains like 1.75 at La Quinta.
Okay.
So Patrick Reed's minus 125 over Siwoo Kim round one at La Quinta.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I'm just going to play this angle. And you know what? Maybe I'll do it the same course too. And then maybe I'll take Siwoo at Nicklaus. We'll see how this goes. And like, you can kind of do the same thing with Matthew Wolf, although I don't love that.
Wait, I mean, did you just say Siwoo was bad at Nicklaus?
No, Siwoo is bad at La Quinta.
La Quinta, not Nicklaus. Gotcha.
Although I don't think he's very good at Nicklaus either. But and they're both good at stadium, so maybe I don't do that. But like, this is the one where like, Reed is good at La Quinta. Siwoo is not very good at La Quinta.
Okay.
It's a good match. Like, you could also try tomorrow. The problem is I don't have faith in Gary Woodland, but if you do, I know that Gary Woodland's like plus 125 tomorrow against Matthew Wolf. Matthew Wolf has never been really good at the staying course. Now, we'll get to him in a little bit.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing this down. Hang on.
But Wolf is, I think he's losing like 0.7 strokes per round in like five rounds there. Woodland's getting like over a stroke per round.
And I'm getting plus money with Woodland.
And from what I saw, it's plus money. Now, I don't have faith in Woodland, but if you do, that might be a sneaky little, like, you know, let's get a little Thursday sweat on this.
Yeah, a little half unit bet.
Yeah. And like, I mean, the process is just Woodland's good at stadium, Wolf's not. But Wolf is really good at all the other places. So I'm thinking.
He looked so good when he clubbed down. With that driving iron he was using, I wonder if he's getting, like, so I feel, I don't, did he use that last time he played the TPC courses?
So I think he tried to bomb it everywhere.
I did too. So like, so, I wonder if he's going to change his approach.
Yeah. Well,
he was so good with that driving iron.
We'll put a bookmark on that because I have a bet on Matthew Wolf with something else later that I want to talk about that exact point. But
okay.
So I guess long story short is when he goes to La Quinta and when he goes to Nicklaus tournament, I'm probably going to hammer Matthew Wolf. I don't really care what the odds are. But tomorrow, he's not usually very good there. So
I got a random question for you, right? So we were talking about how we broke down the round to round matchups and where like the good trends were in round three. That doesn't apply this week, right?
No, because the cut's on Saturday, so we're going to get paired up at stadium on Sunday. Which I would take the week off on doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, because
Steve, have we met before?
It's Sunday. There's no, like, if you're out of it, you're out of it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be having guys who are coming off of a couple days of no strokes gain data, but skip it. Maybe try at the Farmers next week.
Okay.
Because that's a Friday cut. Even though they split it up between the first two courses, it's a Friday cut. You might be able to take advantage of that next week.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't we take another break and then we'll start doing positional props.
All right. Well, listen, the fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming to the Better Fantasy app. Download their free-to-play app today to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. You can also enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. We love Better Fantasy because you can win awesome prizes as long as raise some money for charity along the way. It's totally free to play, and you'll earn better credits by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 states. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR, fantasy.com/SGPN.
All right. Positional props. Why don't you kick it off? What top 10s you got?
All right, I only got two, man. You know how I am with these things. I actually got more top 20s. I feel like I've said this 2 or 3 weeks in a row at this point, where I'm like, I got more top 20s now. But maybe this is just what I'm kind of finding a nice little groove in. But my top 10s, so Cantlay, minus 110, football bet.
Okay.
And then Seamus Power, plus 250.
Okay.
Plus 250. I think we've talked about, I don't know how much we've actually talked about Cantlay, but we've talked about Power at nauseam. So, there's no explanation for it. Like, Cantlay is the man. Short field, super weak. It's not a short field, but like top 10 for him all day.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm totally fine with that. So, okay. I also did a football bet, but I got Rom at minus 110 for a top 10.
Oh, fuck off. You know, Bowser texted me that shit earlier today. Bowser was like, hey, is this a good number for Rom? I was like, fucking empty your account on it.
Listen, like, Rom was hanging like minus 175 top 10s.
That's
like,
what I
got. In the FedEx Cup playoffs last year, like in stronger fields. Like, I don't know. I got a feeling that, I mean, I got screwed with this last week when I did the same thing on Webb Simpson.
Yeah, but this is a different fucking animal.
This is John Rahm, though.
This is John Rahm. Okay? This is a guy who we literally talked about last night who could curb stomp the field, but we're still going to play some other guys.
Yeah, so I think he played 21 events last year, finished top 10, 13 of them.
Yeah.
And he's great at this place, so I'm just going to do it.
It's 110. You fuck. So,
I know.
So annoying.
So, well, I actually was going to bet it minus 150 at one place, and then I checked my other place. It was minus 110, so I got saved.
All right, so would you sign off on that? Because I can get 160.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, I can get 170. 170. But whatever. I made a different bet, and we'll talk about that one next. That's fine. Just keep
okay. Going. All right. I mean, I would sign off at up till about like minus 150. But if you want to do minus 170, it's whatever.
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's your life. All right. All right. So I got Taylor Gooch at top 10 plus 310. Like, ooh, he's been really good here. His worst finish over the last 3 years is a T21. I just think it's his turn this week. Last week it was Powers and Connors. And it might be Connors' turn this week. But I think it's going to be Taylor Gooch week. And then now I want to talk about Matthew Wolf.
All right, come on.
So I remember that we both had outrights on him at Shriners.
Yep.
And he spit the bit. He blew it on Sunday. But he still played really good.
Yep.
And then we said he went bit to Mayakoba a couple weeks later. We're like, no, we don't like Matthew Wolf. He's going to be handcuffed. Like, you know, he can't drive it everywhere. And like you said, he was just pulling out his driver and iron. I was really impressed of Matthew Wolf, the plotter.
Yeah.
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 That's new.
Yeah.
And if he learned from that, and he does that exact same thing here, he could be really good this week. And that's my concern about maybe he actually does attack the same course correctly, because you don't need to take driver everywhere.
No, I think he's smart. So I think he's smarter than Bryson in that aspect of it. Now, I know Bryson clubbed down at Sawgrass to a point, but at the same point, he gets that the same shit with me. Like, I'll just be, I'll bet too many first round leaders. He wants to take out the driver too much. You know what I mean? So God damn it, man. You're making me have FOMO on Wolf.
So if truly he's mush and he's not winning, maybe I get that money back with a top 10 at plus 375.
I like that.
I like the number. He played great last fall.
I'm going to write that down.
So yeah, we're going to do that. Okay. All right. How about top 20s? Why don't I go first? I only have one.
That's it.
Because I have access to top 30s and 40s. I stepped down a level and did that. Like I don't trust a lot of these guys for a top 20.
Okay.
So the only one I did, though, was I got plus money on Sungjae Im to finish top 20 plus 105. So another kind of football bet. So one of the things I looked for was, after a miscut, how guys do. Last year, he bounced back for at least the top 20 three times last year. It's not great, but I mean, this is a good golf course for him.
How many missed cuts did
he have? Like five or six.
So you're talking about a 50%.
So it's about a 50% rate.
Yeah.
And then he's been really good here.
Yeah.
So top 20.
Absolutely.
Plus, yeah. So that's my bet. That's the only top 20 I did, though. I did top 30s and 40s, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't have access to those. So I actually did more. I did more top 20s. So I did Thompson at plus 250, coming in great form, great course history here. Give me that. I have faith in Woodland, and I can get him at plus 300. Now, keep in mind, when everybody's listening to these, you typically, everybody's always going to have better numbers than me, because I live in a state that's stupid and doesn't have legal sports betting. But I get no dead heats here either, right? So, but Woodland at plus 300. Your boy, or my boy now, Doug Kim, plus 375. Like, dude, plus 375. I mean, he was... Was he in the final group at Sawgrass? Or was he in the second to final group? I can't remember.
He was
second to final group.
Yeah.
Listen, I know his form hasn't been good, but maybe we'll feel a little comfortable here. You literally talked me into Hickok last night. When you started talking about him, I was like, I loved rooting for him. I was rooting so hard for him against Guba. Like, give me him at plus 375 as well. And then Cage Lee. Plus 350, like you said, rounded into great form. I bet him to win. Why wouldn't I bet him a top 20 at plus 350? Hedge a little bit. Let's go, dude. Okay. Top 20 plus 350 for a guy who I think can actually win the tournament. Yes, let's go.
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay, Steve. Hi.
What happened, buddy?
All right, I know. not my first rodeo. Do you have any other props? Like nationalities? Like, oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, you have some doubles.
I got, so I have nationalities and doubles. So what are we doing after this? How many more averages we got?
How many? We only have one.
Okay, so yeah, so I have a couple.
All okay, right, so, why don't we do an ad read, then we'll go to it.
All right, so fine. Ad read it is. All right, so listen, SoBet. So since when did sports betting become so rigid? Darren Revelle, we're looking at you. Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. So, SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes the consensus lines from Vegas, a feed on what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, or links, among other methods. And no money is transacted on the app. So, you can hide it from the IRS. And it is purely competitive. Next time you're on with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io so you can see you can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off of Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody on the other side is willing to accept. So let's go back to the roots of sports betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution.
All right. Then why don't we pick up where we left off? So why don't you go over some of the exotic props you got, you know, either nationalities or what you got going on with the Abu Dhabi this week?
Abu Dhabi, that's correct. Yes. I hit Hatton last year.
Yes, you did.
I did. And so
that was a good weekend. You hit Hatton and Siwoo.
I did. It was fucking amazing. I was like, I'm the best ever. And then I went on like a 6-week cold streak. so, and I only did Siwoo because you FOMO me into it, because I've been betting them all fucking year. And I was like, I'm finally swearing them off. And then you said you're going to bet them outright. And I was like, well, I can't let that happen.
As soon as I heard you fumble to your phone, you're like, all right, I'm going to fucking bet this now.
Exactly. All right. So you talked about Rahm top 10 at minus whatever, 150, 170. You can get Rahm at minus 160 for the top continental European.
What?
Yes. Top wow. European. I was looking at the two of them and I was like, so wait, he's basically going to be two guys.
Yeah, he's got to be like Norin.
Norin. Yep. Yeah, let me pull it up. I was like, this is
gotta be Molinari.
Yeah, Molly's on there. Yeah,
his corpse.
Listen, I like Molinari this week.
You gotta beat.
Yeah, so it's
Zabstraka.
Yeah, that's it. Norin, Molinari, Sabatini, Norlander, Straka, somebody named Paul Barjon, and Jonas Blixt.
You know, that should have an asterisk if Sabatini ends up being a low kind of European, because that's very fancy Slovakian.
But I mean, that's the bet. Like, if you want to bet them top 10, just beat these bums, right?
It's actually not bad,
right?
I don't mind. I don't hate that.
I football bet that shit immediately.
All right.
And I'm thinking about double football betting.
I like it. All right. So what else you got?
All right. So then the combos. So, because we said Rahm can curb stop this field, so we went. So for anybody who doesn't know, the DP World Championship is happening, and we're not talking about.
It's Abu Dhabi, but it's now
called the DP
World Tour. It's no longer the Euro Tour. Yeah. I'm still going to call it the Euro Tour.
Yeah, we really should, because let me tell you, you Google that stuff, and it's not going to pop up what you want.
Okay. All right. Well, then it's a Euro Tour for me.
So, Euro Tour. So I got Rahm and Morey. It pays out 66-1. Both win. Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Who cares?
Okay.
Right? Cantlay and Morey pays out fucking 80-1.
Okay.
And then I went Rahm and Rory, which pays out 72-1.
I like it.
Yeah, why not?
Usually a big hitter wins this event, the one in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. So okay. if Rahm or Cantlay come out and do what they should do, right? Because in reality, that's what these guys should do. They should come out and kill everybody here. So if they do, Morikawa's great over there. Rory's good over there. I might do another one on Hovland. I haven't been able to pull the trigger on that one yet.
Okay. All right. I think the Abu Dhabi greens are past Palom, and Hovland's really going to pass Palom.
I know. That's what I was thinking about too.
Yeah. There's your
This card is so big. How did this happen?
Because you love gambling on golf.
I do. My favorite thing in the world.
There's so many ways to just get lost in a little, like, you know, betting card with it. Like, football's like, all right, pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but then you look down.
Player props and.
Yeah, but then you look down and you're like, holy shit, how much action do I have out here this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds up quick.
Yeah, really quick.
All right, so I have access to top 30s and 40s, so I'll just go over a couple of those. I mean, I did the standard top 30 on Adam Hadwin, plus 225. Like, that's a little safer floor than what it could be, but unless I don't need to explain it. He's been great here. So he's actually on record about how much he prefers this course because it's overseeded, which, by the way, all you overseed deniers out there, straight from the horse's mouth, Adam Hadwin, it's overseeded, okay? He loves the overseeded greens at PGA West. So. Okay. And then Russell Knox, top 30, plus 200. He played really well last week. He's got three top 30s in his last eight starts. Last 4 years here, T16, T37, T18, T29. So 2-1 on him where he plays really well here, and he hit the ball really great last week. I like it. And then some top 40s. So I double-dipped on Cage Lee and Kramer Hickok, even though I have outrights on them. Casely top 40 plus 160. Kramer Hickok top 40 plus 180. Let me ask you a question about Hickok, by the way.
Yeah.
What's the pulse on him? Is there action on him? There's
zero.
Nothing.
Zero. That's what makes me so excited about it.
Good. Okay. It's either going to flame out spectacularly or be genius.
Well, nobody was on Kiz last week. Like when I was worried he was going to catch Steve. Nobody was on Kiz. He played fucking great, dude. I loved your angle on it. I loved it. So.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Andrew Putnam. He played okay last week. He was like T27 last week. He gained – this is weird, by the way. He gained 1.84 strokes tee to green and 1.84 strokes putting last week at Sony. I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
Damn. So,
yeah, I know. I was like, what? Did I screw up my spreadsheet? Yeah, did I screw up my spreadsheet? No, not per round, just total.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, it wasn't that good. Okay. No, I just thought I screwed up my spreadsheet because I have to put this stuff in. I'm like, wait, it's the same. What's going on there? But anyway, so – his last four starts here at the Amex, T21, T10, T34, T17. He's good here.
Yeah.
And he's been playing pretty well in the fall, so I like that. Adam Schenck it's okay. Like, it's pretty hit or miss. So he's got T37, T14 at the Amex, T67 cut last four times. It's about 50-50.
Damn, but what I like.
What's that?
You got cut here? He was like the cut maker.
Four years. Well, he missed a lot of cuts last week or last year. But here's what I liked last year. So since the start of the 2020-2021 season, he's missed 13 cuts total. He ended up bouncing back with at least a top 40 in eight of them. So he missed the cut last week at the Sony.
Okay.
Didn't play all that good. He's got some success here. Maybe he bounces back for a nice finish. So,
okay.
And then I'm going to trust the process. Shout out Jeff Nagel. Dylan Fratelli, top 40 plus, 275. He has eight starts in the fall. It's been feast or famine, four miscuts, four top 40s. He's really good on die tracks, and he was T28 as one lone start here. So that's the card.
Love it. Let's go.
All right.
We were talking offline about how I didn't like this card. As the day progressed, I fucking love this card.
There you go.
Love this
card. You buy into it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I kind of like this card too. I mean, it's probably gonna be shit by Friday, but
that's fine. That's right now. I love it.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do one and done?
All right.
So last week I got flamed. I just said, you know what? I'm gonna adopt a strategy of just taking the big fish. I'm taking Webb. That is bad. And so I'm overreacting and changing that strategy.
Try to tell you, don't overreact, man.
You know, well, here's the thing. I don't want to burn Cantlay. I don't want to burn Rahm.
I definitely don't want to burn Rahm yet.
I don't want to do that. So I don't want to burn Scheffler. I don't want to burn, like, I don't know, Gooch or Power. So I'm just going to go for the horse for the course here.
Okay.
Not Hadwin. I am going to have faith that Abe Answers Putting bounces back this week.
Okay.
And
he's going to be mighty popular.
And he has a good finish, and he's my one and done.
Okay. I like it. He's going to be mighty popular. So
I don't care. Whatever.
All right. So listen, I'm taking my boy Sheamus. Let's fucking go. Got a good gut feeling about him. Had a good gut feeling about Kiz last week. Who knows if this is real? He's been good for a year, but. Listen, the pump can burst on Sheamus Power at any fucking moment, and he can go back to being 6,700 and me playing him just because he has an Irish name. And, like, it was between him and Gooch, And I've been 2-1 and done, so 3. I don't even know at this point. So I might use Gooch in some, but Power is my official 1-and-done play.
Okay, I like it. God, I hope he comes through.
Me too, baby.
All right, got anything else?
No, that's it, man. You?
No, let's get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here. Listen, you know where to find us. Steve is in the Slack channel, dropping knowledge like always. Go read all of his articles over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And you know where to find me on Twitter, Boston_Capper. Listen, let's break them fucking books again, baby. Let's go.